The national immunization against polio has started across the country. More than 5 million children are expected to be immunized against polio, which is one of the 6 childhood killer diseases. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Nana Ntriejie, said the country has not recorded any case of polio since November 2008. He said the necessary vaccines have been acquired to undertake the exercise.
We expected all children between over 5 million children between 0 and 5 years to be vaccinated against polio, and then children also between 6 months to 5 years will be given vitamin A in addition to the polio. We expect to cover all these children in the next 3 days.
Do you have enough vaccine to undertake such an exercise?
Yes. Adequate vaccines have been procured and distributed to all the 170 districts in the country. Yeah. And then we have trained about 45,000 volunteers and about 4,500 supervisors to, and the volunteers will undertake the vaccination in all communities in the country, and the supervisors will ensure quality of the work. And there are supervisors from all levels, from the district, from the region, from national, and even from international partners like WHO. Rotary Ghana is also supporting us.
Yeah, year in, year out, you are faced with some challenges, including cultural and finance.
Yes.
This year, the cultural aspect, what measures have you taken to ensure that it does not hinder your work?
Social mobilization is a critical function of the vaccination campaign. So since culture differs from every part of the country, it's not one national guideline, but individual districts and regions are empowered to undertake culturally relevant mobilization activities so that they're able to interact with communities. So we provide support for community meetings so they discuss issues affecting particular areas with them. So that's a way of tailoring the activities to the needs of various communities so that issues are discussed, especially where there has been previous issues of refusal. So that's how we structured it. Then we continue mounting our support activities and information, and I think this is one of them. And usually the concern has been with too many doses, but we want to actually encourage parents that too many doses are actually necessary for the child, and a child needs between 10 to 15 doses to become fully protected, and that is why we keep giving it till 5 years. And if every year you get 2 doses, then over 5 years you have 10. And with the routine ones which we are giving to children from birth 6, 10 and 14 weeks, then we are heading to between the 10 to 15 doses, and that is what is recommended scientifically to achieve protection for children in our environment, and that is what we have recommended. So there should be no fear of overdosing. There's no fear of overdosing. In fact, the polio vaccine is very safe. It's very safe. And there's no overdose. So
in terms of polio in Ghana, what is the situation like?
Down. It's actually down. We've not had a case since November 2008. We don't have a case, but our neighbors, Cote d'Ivoire, has 35 cases, and Burkina Faso has had 2 cases. And we say that with the current situation, where there was this crisis, and people from Cote d'Ivoire came to Ghana, and we also have Ghanaians living in Cote d'Ivoire who came back home. So with all these people coming back, there's a chance of the disease spreading in Ghana. And you know, we have a very common proverb that when you hear that your neighbor's beard is on fire, we fetch water beside you. So it's a way of ensuring that we protect our children and the population, and the disease does not get the chance to enter and affect people in our country.
Manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Nana Ntriejie.